Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. 7 after the hour now. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronos, who comes to us from his clinic down in Central Florida, Lake Cardiology. By the way, being in Central Florida this week is come up, and for those who are short and long on the weather, so as the hurricane kind of blows across the state, what are your expectations? Just give us a weather report. You know, we won't talk about medicine for a moment now. I'm just kind of curious as to how you batten down the hatches at Lake Cardiology and how things in the greater Orlando area are affected by a storm like this.
Well, fortunately, the storm is approaching a very rural area of northern Florida, and our hearts go out to those folks, but it's a very lightly populated area, a lot of trees, and where I am in Orlando is about 200 to 300 miles away
from where the storm is.
Yeah. Well, we're on the eastern side of the storm, and whenever you're on the eastern side of a hurricane, you have to watch for tornadoes associated with the hurricanes. They're not usually as severe as tornadoes are that are unassociated with hurricanes, but still it can be a tornado. So the prudent thing on a day like today is, even when you're not in the eye of the storm, is just to stay inside until it's all gone. And we just have to think a lot about the people who are in line for this is a Cat 3 storm that's taking a direct hit to the land. And then we have to think about the folks in southeastern Georgia and eastern and south in North Carolina. So it's going to be a long one. We need the water, but we certainly don't need the wind.
Nope. Well, so it happens. It's a fall. This is hurricane season, and so people need to kind of get a life and calm down and learn to roll with the punches a little bit. All right, so that's not medical. That's meteorological.
Have you ever been in a hurricane, Doug?
I have, yes. So up when I was a kid in the 50s and early 60s, we had real serious hurricanes. And for the last 30, 40 years, we haven't had real serious problems. We've had hurricanes that have bopped up here into New England, but it hasn't been as it was like in New Orleans or what you get in Florida or what happens in the Gulf Coast. And even, it was a big bunch of hooey, a big bunch of nothing with all the hoopla last week or the week before with the rain and the wind that came into Southern California. That's something. And I guess I would wonder, from a medical point of view, the stress that comes about because people worry what's going to happen to me if, and this is brought about by listening to too much news media, the stuff that comes on social media that gets people all whooped up. So the psychological strain on people and what it does to their physical being. Let's talk about that for a second, because I know as a cardiologist, you deal with people and their stresses all the time, and this is what causes heart problems, much as anything else. So, you know, it's easier said than done to sometimes say to people, okay, just relax, it's okay, take a deep breath. But you see people all day, every day, that are having heart problems that are stress-related, right?
Oh, absolutely. Heart problems cause stress issues, and stress causes heart problems. It works both ways. And watching any abrupt change in the weather can be very stressful to everybody, and it does affect our blood pressure and our heart rate. It makes our heart work harder, and if the circulation to our heart is in any way not as good as it should be, that can create big problems. So that's why it's very important that anybody with a heart issue, or even if you have risk factors for heart problems, to keep the blood pressure down, the mental stress rate down, the heart rate down as best as you can. And these are very trying times when these weather events occur, and just being not alone and taking precautions, preparing, and just listening to the radio is the best thing you can do.
I have that sort of quasi-Fitbit watch on that came from your office that we talk about each week. And as you're talking about stress levels and stuff, my heartbeat is 65 beats per minute. Let's see here. I've actually walked, since I put this on, almost 1,400 steps this morning already.
What? Great.
That's a good thing. All right, so I'll find out what my the other things are as we go along here. Let's stick with
And we now have these accurate ways that people can measure their mental stress, these wearable, state-of-the-art watches, FDA-approved devices that measure heart rate variability and heart rate acceleration from your radial pulse on your wrist. And these give you an accurate number from 1 to 100 what your mental stress level is. It's amazing, and it works, and it's a wonderful thing to get feedback in these times.
One of the things that Ken, as a cardiologist, talks about when we get together every week here on Good Day Health are the things that will help you reduce your risk of various diseases. And I thought we ought to start, since heart disease and heart problems are your specialty, with something that is very pleasant even to look at. Looking at the headline, laughter reduces heart disease risk. All right, let's dig into that.
The Europeans just came together, 30,000 of them in Amsterdam, the European Society of Cardiology, just finished its yearly meeting up. And one of the neat reports is about a Brazilian study about laughter. And laughter, Doug, has been called the best medicine. You've called it that for many decades. Now there's actually scientific proof. The study from Brazil, it actually has shown that regular chuckling expands heart tissue and promotes the flow of oxygen in the body, thus reducing the risk of cardiac disease. Laughter therapy was also shown to improve the health of those who already had heart disease. So laughter therapy, it increases the functional capacity of the cardiovascular system, and that's the only reason the heart's there. It's a pump. It pumps 5 to 7 liters per minute of blood to the body when you're at rest. 5 liters per minute. It's just amazing.
It is. The whole thing is amazing and how it works. Ken, noted cardiologist at Lake Cardiology, should you have the desire to reach out to Ken to make an appointment to see him in the office, or you can do the telemedicine connection, which still, since COVID, has been a big thing for a lot of people, just dial up the office, 352-735-1400. That's 352 area code 735-1400. And by the way, if you have questions for Dr. Ken anytime during this hour, anytime that you think about it, all you have to do is dial us at 855-999-3684, and we'll get your call or your question, whether you get on the air directly or I interpolate, if that's the right word, the question on Questions for Dr. Ken segment of the program, 855-999-3684. Help yourself. You're listening to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, inviting you to have a laugh by going to a show in Las Vegas. How do you get there without having to pay? For a couple of nights in a great hotel, you call 800-419-3684. That's not the number I just told you to call. It's a different number into the folks at 514 Travel in Las Vegas. You can be one of the first 10 callers right now, right here, and win 2 free nights. Some people have won 3 free nights, and you can maybe, if you want to stay 4 or 5 nights, you make a deal with them to get a reduced rate. It's a cool program, and you don't have to do anything but call 800-419-DOUG for a night, for 2 nights, maybe 3 nights, in fabulous Las Vegas. Don't worry about, well, you got to be in the first 10 callers, so you don't have to worry about being the right caller. Just get on the horn right now. Don't have to buy anything. Just call them up. 800-419-3684 for 2 free nights in Vegas. I keep repeating that because it's such a great deal. Unheard of. It's 800-419-DOUG. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health, the whole business of heart, and you got to have heart and that sort of thing. I think that we have a lot of heart here. There's a lot of discussion about weight. There always is. Keeping your weight stable, how that's good for men and for women. But there seems to be some late news here from yet another journal that you study. So let's dig into women and their weight, Ken.
Yeah, Doug, this is out of the Journal of Gerontology Medical Sciences this week, that for women, keeping a stable weight after the age of 60 may boost their odds of reaching the advanced ages of 90, 95, or even 100. Women who unintentionally lose weight, they're 51% less likely to survive to the age of 90. And gaining 5% or more weight compared to stable weight is also not associated with exceptional longevity. Women should heed medical advice, however, if moderate weight loss is recommended to improve their health or quality of life.
So, under the circumstances, when you talk about losing weight, the idea, and I suppose this is an entree into a quick message about Calitrin or other products that help you lose weight and have success by keeping it off. But when you are getting serious, consider this. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and see what they have as far as programs are concerned. You can talk to a counselor there. They're very gracious with their time. They're interested in your success. And what better way to have it than to use an all-natural approach to losing weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. So please do us all a favor, but mostly you and the family, loved ones. Talk about ladies, talk about men. Go to toploss.com and check out their 26th anniversary savings. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you're checking out. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you get these special dog days of summer into Labor Day. There's a Labor Day sale that's coming up this weekend as well. The secret to the success of Calitrin is success. That's it. Top, front, and center. Go to toploss.com, and as I say, when you check out, use the code Doug. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Dr. Ken and I continue with our conversations. There's a lot of marijuana news this week, a lot of focus on marijuana. Ken loves to to explain the vagaries of using the wacky weed, and it looks like there's a whole lot of it this week, so we'll get back to that in a matter of moments as we continue here at your service on Good Day Health.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
After the hour, this is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, so let's spend some quality time here talking about marijuana, the various pieces of the pie that you have for information this week, starting with what happens if you eat a small bite of an edible. What happens? And is this age-wise, is it different whether you're older or younger as to the impact of this, Ken, would you say?
Yeah, this is a report in pediatrics about children taking just a small bite of these marijuana edibles that are just around. They look attractive. They're brightly colored, these edibles, and they can be tempting for young kids. And they're more widely available now that many states have legalized cannabis for recreational and medical use. But unfortunately, it does not take much of an edible, Doug, to make a small child very sick, which may explain an uptick in hospitalizations of kids poisoned by cannabis. Signs of THC poisoning, mom and dad, it includes seizures, severe altered mental status, unresponsiveness, breathing issues, low blood pressure, or fast heart rates. Keep these things away from the kids. If the kids have any of these signs, get them immediately to the ER.
How could you be that irresponsible? I guess would be, it's like the stories you hear about youngsters getting a hold of guns. It's the same thing. It's bad parenting as something that ought not to be tolerated. All right, continuing in that vein, the story about marijuana users. Ken dissects a lot of reports from various medical science journals each week. That's what we talk about in the main. And here's another one focusing on marijuana use. What's the sad bad news here?
This is from JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, their network open edition this week. Doug, about 21%, one in five of those who use weed, they struggle with dependency. This includes recurring problems socially and with work. About 6.5% of those with this disorder actually have moderate to severe cases.
Wow. All right, so there's one more page in this storyline or storybook this week, and that has to do with what people, if you're using marijuana, what doctors are finding in your blood, in your urine, that sort of thing. Now, is this common or is this unusual, these findings?
This is common. This is more in the medical journals just this week. Environmental Health Perspectives Medical Journal. Marijuana users may be building up high levels of toxic metals in their blood. People who use marijuana exclusively, Doug, have significant levels of lead and cadmium in their bodies. These are the same toxic metals found in some cigarette smokers.
All right. Toxicity and what it all amounts to. People just say, well, I was talking to somebody yesterday whose daughter, actually flying back from Minneapolis on the plane, I was talking to a fella whose daughter is 28. She uses pot and her father objects to it. Apparently she works for him and he won't let her into the house. He won't let her smoke. He won't let her, you know, any. She says it's legal, so why can't I do it? He says you can do what you want. You're an adult, but you can't do it around me, and you can't do it in my house, and you can't do it at work. So smarten up. That's more or less what his message was.
Well, the problem is cigarette smoking is legal also, but yeah. In many circles, cigarettes are horrible and marijuana is great. But that's a part that I don't understand.
Most people these days shun tobacco. Isn't it interesting how many who used to smoke tobacco products, who use marijuana now, don't shun it, as it were. All right, coming up next half hour, we're going to focus on some prescription drug information. There's a lot of it around, so I want to get to the bottom of some of this stuff and how it affects you. Stand by. More on Good Day Health.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear was asked Thursday about replacing Senator Mitch McConnell if necessary.
With the health of Senator Mitch McConnell in question again after he froze at the podium for a second time in a month on Wednesday, Governor Andy Beshear, during his weekly Team Kentucky update, was asked about the possibility of who he would name as a replacement and if he would adhere to Senate Bill 228 and pick from one of three names presented to him by the Kentucky GOP to fill the vacancy.
I respect Senator McConnell and his health, and first of all, to not sensationalize it. And second, there is no vacancy.
McConnell's current term doesn't expire until 2026. I'm John Shannon.
Former President Trump is requesting his Georgia election case be separated from his co-defendants who are seeking a speedy trial. This comes after the former president pleaded not guilty. Trump's attorneys argue they will not have enough time to prepare if his trial begins October 23rd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Back now on the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Joe Gill, who's the farm director at Chasm Radio, KASM, Minnesota stalwart, the agricultural heartbeat of America. This is certainly one place where the ag reports are very necessary. Our focus is on the radio station and what goes on there as part of our discussion in the overall, the bigger landscape of discussing farm reports on AM radio. The connection that AM radio has to rural America, where the farming community would be without it. So people will ask, well, why can't this stuff be on FM radios, Joe? And what do you say when people say, well, what's the difference between an AM radio station and an FM radio station?
You know, it can be on an FM station. There's a lot of ag programming on FM, but
AM, it provides, it can reach a certain level of listenership that FM radio can't. I mean, our radio station at full blast, we're at about 2,100 watts. And that doesn't seem like a lot compared to others, but we can still reach three different states. So that says something, that reach. And we still live in a world that doesn't have full broadband, especially in rural America. AM radio, you can still depend on.
You know, there's an arrogance. I was kind of joking about the East Coast and the West Coast before, but there's an arrogance that goes with the attitude. And I think that I felt, you may or may not be familiar with a program that I do Monday through Friday, the Good Day Show. This has been a major topic of conversation for a number of different reasons. I think some of the conservative broadcasters had it right when they took a jab at the companies that wanted to get rid of it, and the reason for it, because there is a tremendous following of that point of view on AM radio. Let's face it. Much of the talk radio in our country today is built around the right of center discussions of a lot of people, whether they're local or national. And so if you pull the AM radios out of cars, you're going to pull that point of view out of cars in large part. That's not really why we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the service that you offer. And to have people understand, you just hit a point that I think needs a little further clarification. That people may not know the difference between an AM and an FM signal. The AM signal travels along the ground to the point where it's the ability for it to get further, especially if it's a clear, although I remember as a kid listening to WGN in Chicago when I was in Massachusetts, and it was a cloudy night. So I've forgotten, I should probably know this, whether the signal travels better on a cloudy night or a clear night.
It all depends, I think, upon the station, because in the mornings when I come in during the 4 o'clock hour, I'll listen to a station out of central Iowa. I get it clear as a bell, but it's interesting to know what's going on there as far as farming as well and news and weather. So, yeah, AM radio really does pack a punch still.
Yep. Well, I think that there are places in the country that don't have FM stations, and that's really where the arrogance comes in, it seems to me. I don't want to necessarily talk about it from that point of view, but I do think that as far as the events are concerned and things that people need to know, you know, we have this example in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago where most people who got any information at all got it from a little transistor radio that was turned to an AM station in on that island. So, you know, there's that. But this is day-to-day stuff that you have. You, as probably a member of the community, are involved in lots of stuff. I'm going to bet that you have a clear place. Everybody in town knows who you are, right?
Yeah, sometimes the kids don't enjoy that. You can't get anywhere too quick sometimes. So.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So as the farm broadcasters, I know that there's an organization called the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I belong to it for a little while. You belong to it. I would think they'd be all over this. What sort of efforts are you putting forth to make sure the people in Washington are listening to this point of view?
Yeah, we've been all over this. I know last year back in, or actually this year here back in May, we were in D.C. for a fly-in, had a chance to meet with some of our legislative leaders during a three-day program we called Washington Watch, and this was an issue we brought up. A lot of legislators, surprisingly, it was new to them. They had no idea that that this was going on, and that for therefore it did spark the AM radio or AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, which is making its way through the legislature and has leadership in the Senate and the House. And I think it's garnered some very good support. And, you know, it's concerning on many levels because from a vehicle manufacturer perspective, if you take AM radio out, you're also taking free AM radio out.
Mm-hmm.
AM radio will be available, but you can bet your bottom dollar you're going to be paying a monthly subscription fee as well. So, and also the precedent that it may, you know, set. If AM radio is FM radio next, is this next? And that's a huge concern as well.
So let me ask you something that will be a little dicey, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Let's say Ford or General Motors or any of the companies that want to take AM radio out or advertisers on your radio station, and they hear you criticizing them for the idea of even thinking about taking AM radio out of their cars. And in fact, they'd made the decision. Now they're sort of changing it or choking on the decision. But if somebody, the local Ford dealer, and I ask you this lovingly because I do this all the time, I'm not a fan of John Deere products because of the right to repair. So when I get off on a tangent about that, I hear from stations, hey, there are advertisers here. So if the guy from the Ford dealership comes to you and says, hey, take it easy on us, what do you say? Maybe you don't say anything. Maybe the boss says something.
No, it's a great point. It's something you take in consideration. But I think what we have found out is many of our local dealers have the same mindset as we have.
Yeah.
And I think they are in step with what we feel is important, and AM radio is important. And that's why they advertise on a radio station or an AM radio station in our local area. So I think we're lucky, especially locally, just having those conversations. I don't think there's a lot of friction. I think we agree on many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. It's good. We can't, you can disagree without being disagreeable. I think that's an old adage
right. That
has value in the Minnesota farmland. We're talking to Joe Gill from KASM Radio, KASM, one of the stalwarts for farmers, agricultural pursuits here in Minnesota. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with a way for you to lose some weight and to keep it off. And right now, the Labor Day sale is here. This is a perfect time for you to stock up on Calitrin. You order, all you have to do is go to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. So if you go to toploss.com and you look around and you see the story, the success stories of all the people who have lost lots of weight and how they swear by Calitrin, they love the fact that it's all natural, the stories, the website is replete with success stories. So why not help yourself to health, right? They are there to help you out. There are consultants that'll work with you and talk to you. They look forward to helping you on your journey of losing weight. And they have payment plans, too. For those of you who want to buy a whole lot of product, there's no interest payment plans for you. Calitrin is the product, and the website is toploss.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping and for entree into the Labor Day sale. Get it now at toploss.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be here every week to bring you up to date on a lot of important medical items. So we were talking about the drug world and how much we became more aware of certain drug companies during COVID. I saw a poll this week, Ken, that suggested that only 6 or 7% of Americans are worried about getting COVID this year. Is that because of overkill? Is that because we're not really, they don't think that it's going to be as bad? Or some people just think that we went too far the first time around anyway. So how, what's your read on that? Would you say this is accurate?
Probably all of the above. You know, it's become such a, it's gotten beyond the beyond, and it's, I don't even know what I can add to it, because the science, it's just become an issue of whether people believe the people who are in positions to give them advice. And, you know, it's unfortunately, there's a lot of disbelief in our country because of what people
have been through. There's a lot of misinformation. That was the problem, wasn't it?
And that's very sad. And there's clear examples that that people did not do, act in best behavior. And now there's a lot of skepticism, and there's going to have to be a lot of correction to get that trust back.
Yeah, right. Well, good information will help, and hopefully that's what we have here for you on Good Day Health. Here's a story that I was flabbergasted. You probably saw this too. A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's symptoms in a hospital said that she picked a worm from the patient's brain. She performed a biopsy in the 64-year-old patient's skull. And she used forceps to pull out the parasite. Kind of reminds me of what you see when a tapeworm is taken out. Can you imagine anything like how that how would a worm get into somebody's brain?
Well, parasites are items out there that, unfortunately, this is very, very rare, and then it makes headline news and front page, and everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, this is very rare that a neurosurgeon removes a live worm that's 3 inches long from a woman's brain. But parasites do get in the body. They bite us. They grow, and this is what happens. Fortunately, this is very rare.
Yeah, that's good. But something that people take note of. All right, speaking of taking note, Dr. Ken, and questions for Dr. Ken. We have a lot of things that are on people's minds, testosterone being one of them. Also, people are concerned about West Nile virus. Is that coming back again? We'll get to it with questions for Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Three past the hour now with Dr. Kent Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. I'm Doug Steffen, Lake Cardiology down in Florida. Dr. Ken sees people from all over that region, all over the country. In fact, talks to people all over the world because this program is broadcast all over the world. And people get the number 352-735-1400. That's the number to be in touch with Ken's office. And that's how you can connect and get... and take advantage, get the insight that he has into what's going on in your body. You need another opinion. That's a great way to get it. Plus, what good cardiologist. Here you go. Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400. We're into questions for Dr. Ken. Some of our questions reflect your calls to us at 855-999-3684. Before we get to one of those, there is a certain bit of information I promised we talk about with regard to testosterone levels. The idea that we lose testosterone, fortunately for me, I haven't lost it. I guess I don't know why I'd have it. Maybe you can tell me. You know my body as well as I do from the medical point of view. And so I just wonder why my score is as high as it is given my age.
Well, this report this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine answered that question, because there has been a question for decades. Does testosterone level just go down after age 70, or is it related to your health? Well, we do know that men's testosterone levels remain pretty steady, Doug, until age 70. And then after that, the production of male sex hormone does start to decline. When testosterone does fall, the result may be increased weakness and fatigue, diminished sexual performance, loss of muscle mass, and a higher risk for diabetes and dementia. Fortunately, you don't have any of that. But a wide range of factors contribute to a post-70 decline in testosterone, and these include heart disease, smoking history, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, excess body weight, reduced activity, and even marriage. You have none of those, right? In particular, being overweight or obese has a much more important association with lower testosterone levels relative to older age alone. And in this article, the scientist wrote that the paper, because the big question is, why does marriage lower your testosterone levels? They stated in this paper that the work, the research was not powered adequately to answer why. There was some speculation about when you're married, you have dependents, you may be stressed, but it was all speculation. But why marriage lowers testosterone level, I'll leave that up to you.
All right. Next question has to do with the first case of human West Nile virus found in a good long time. There's some of it here where I am in the Northeast. Do we need to talk a little about what it is, and are we going to get scared to death by the fact that mosquitoes are around where there's a lot of water? This is the first person I saw that was getting a 70-year-old woman. Here's another guy in his 40s, tested positive.
This may be in your backyard, Doug, because the two cases that were reported this year, this week, they're both in Massachusetts. Yeah. West Nile virus. This is a virus that usually lives in animals like birds, mosquitoes, and bite the birds and then bite the humans. It's carried. The virus lives in animals, carried by mosquitoes, and then bites humans. It's unusual, but there were two cases in Massachusetts reported this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about, there's a question here on Narcan, N-A-R-C-A-N. Apparently, it's now available for over-the-counter purchase and we have to be described. Doesn't this work on overdoses, and why would somebody get it? I guess wondering about why it's over-the-counter. Is there that much of a problem? I guess there is. That's why I guess we're talking about it, right?
You've heard of fentanyl, right?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Right. Of course. I mean, he sarcastically said, you've heard of fentanyl. Well, Narcan is the antidote to whatever opioid overdose you have. And the widespread availability of Narcan is a wonderful thing. It's now available even by nasal spray. It can be given intramuscularly, but having this widely available saves lives. It immediately blocks the effects of the opioids, and you take fentanyl. You have Narcan, you're going to live.
So one wonders whether you just keep it around in case you need it. Seems rather...
That's right. That is correct.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. All right. Answers to some important questions medically from Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Reach out to him at 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.